Shidduchim, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Michiel ben Esther. And for Rabbi Alexander Yisrael ben Chaim Marta, Miriam Baschaya, Rabbi Yosef ben Rosh Chaim, Eshalav Bracha Batzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyim. We're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim in the Parchat Yitzchak. We are in Shabbos, Maimer Zayin. It says, "V'shnei luchos avonim harid biyadu v'chosavim shmira Shabbos." So the beginning of this sentence is the beginning of this passage is the relating of the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Naaman. U'klil teferes nitan lo. And that's the Horadas Luchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos. That's the Eved Naaman Karasalo, U'klil teferes nasata barosho, Be'ondol fenachal har Sinai. And then it says, U'shnei Luchos aver habiyado v'chasavim shmir Shabbos. So it's clear that this mimer of Kasbim Shmir Shabbos is the Hemshech, is a continuation and adding on to the Madrega of the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we don't understand Pshat, that there's no Chiddush as far as the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, that Shabbos is written on the Luchos. Other Dibros are also written on the Luchos. So what's the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu that Shabbos is written on the Luchos? It's mafurish in the Torah that Matan Luchos of Moshe was kechaloso ledaber ito. And on this the Chachamim teach us kechaloso chaser ksi v'nishros kechaloso makala, just like a kala is bejeweled with 24 jewels, so too a Talmud Chacham has to be makushat, he also has to be adorned with and a baki in 24 svarim. And we don't understand this, are the 24 svarim not included in Kisvei HaKodesh? We need a mashal in order to be mechayev a Talmud Chacham b'yidiyas chof dalet Kisvei HaKodesh. And if the truth of the matter is such that the chov of the yidiyah of the 24 Kisvei Kodesh requires an additional chiddush, so how does that relate to the 24 Kishutei Kala? And not only that, but the time of this revelation to Moshe Rabbeinu was Dafka B'Shas Matan Luchos. This special time, this Yichud Shah, teaches us and points to the fact that the Gilui, this revelation about the Kal and her Kishutim, relates to the Matan Luchos Bifratius more than it does to Matan Torah Bichlalius. And this seals before us the light that flows from these Divrei Chachamim. The desire of this shir, of this mimer, is to remove this difficulty in order that we should be able to absorb the words of the Chachamim. So let us begin from the fact of creation that is most fundamental. There's a world, and the man is in the world. In the kiyum of the world, it says, Ki Tov Stam. And the kiyum of Adam, it says, Kol Asher Asav V'hinei Tov Me'od. From here we say that the mahus of a person is to encompass within himself and to connect to his personality all parts of the world. Like it says, U'mel'u es ha'aretz v'kivshuha. The elevation of the world is in that it is mitztaref, it connects itself to Tzuras HaAdam, to the human being. The Tzomeach, the Chai, are mitztaref to Tzuras HaAdam, Derech Malach Mizonos, we eat Tzomeach and Chai, and we also wear Tzomeach and Chai, what grows from the ground and living creatures. And Rav Nachman said, the reason I wasn't able to tell you this Torah in the morning was because I didn't eat the meat of an ox. In other words, the chiyus of the basar shor, which was transformed by Rav Nachman to be mechaye svara in divrei Torah. But since the domeim is not included in the mizonos of a person, and is also not the levush of a person, we don't wear or eat racks. Mimela, there are other ways that the domeim is mitztarev, joins itself to Tzuras Adam. One of these ways of the tseiruf of domeim to tsuras adam is the use of avanim tovos umargolios, of stones. I am connected to this because my family was in the diamond business for many years. Still have a sibling in that business, so we have another jewelry. So that's a deep zach. It's mitzaref the doimim to tsuras adam. The beauty of the parzuf adam is elevated. The kocha shel skula yedua hagnuza bedomim, with the power of the special charm that is that inheres in domeim, in lifeless objects, in these stones. It's the beauty of a person is enhanced by the stones, by the jewelry. Now, the in the chain of Bria, the domeim is lower than Tzomech, Tzomech and Chai, and therefore the best example of a parzuf adam, the face of man, that is mitzaref, that joins to itself the lower madregos, is the beauty of jewelry. And the jewelry is very unique to the face of the kala, because the bracha of the kala is yotzer ha'adam, and the tkifus of a kala is that she is going to bring out now a parzuf chadash, a new face. She is in the future going to bring out a new face of tsuras adam, and therefore the tsuras adam of the parzuf kala is beautified by avanim tovim tovos umargolios. The simcha of the kala is stored in all of the revelations of the power of tsuras adam, of the form of man. She is going to create new people, and she is now becoming a new person, yotzer ha'adam, Adam and Chava together. So the kala, with her new personhood, it's important for her to encompass, incorporate within that even the stones, even the lowest level of the Bria, to enhance her beauty. A very clear revelation of this tkifus, of Tzuras Adam, is the tachshit, is the jewelry. The face that is enclosed, adorned by jewelry, announces and says, look at my power and look at my strength until when it goes. Because I can be mitzaref to myself, I can join to myself even the lowest levels of creation, to the point where it is considered an additional beauty for me. That is what is so special about jewelry, and jewelry for the face of a kala. So, ad kan benoge le mashal shel tachshite kala, from the mashal to the nimshal. A Talmud Chacham, who knows the Torah, is a Talmud Chacham. That's what defines a Talmud Chacham, somebody who knows the Torah. The inyan of this yediya is b'korach ha'horah shebo, that it teaches us. And we learn, shal davar mefurish b'chumish, if something is explicit in the Torah and people sin, the Jews sin, you don't have to bring a parhelim davar shel tzibur, because if it's mefurish in the chumish, that's not a psak, it's only when they sin. Most of Chai Yisrael sin based on an errant psak, but this is not a psak, because it's a zeal kari bei rav. So it would appear from here that zeal kari bei rav is a hafkai, because what does it mean zeal kari bei rav? Go read it in the chumash. Any kleine kin, pitzik kin, any little child can read it in the chumash. That's this is nishkin psak. So zeal kari bei rav hu hafkaa migidra shel hora'a. That is an exclusion from the definition of hora of psak. Uveshitchiyut haya yotzei mizeh. B'shitrius, it would emerge from this, that Yediyas Zilkari Bei Rav is not mitstaref to be the partsuf, part of the partsuf of a Talmud Chacham, because the ikar of a Talmud Chacham is his koyach ha-hoyro, and Yediyas Zilkari Bei Rav is mufkas is migeder hora. That's not hora, and a Talmud Chacham is pshat hora, and Zilkari Bei Rav, what's mefurish, is not hora. So memela, the Talmud Chacham, this is mamisha havraka atzuma. Talmud Chacham is mufka from this from Psukim, from Zilkari Bei Rav, but it's not true. because even the idea of zil kari bei rav, when it's mitstarif to the partsuf of a Talmud Chacham, becomes part and parcel and flesh of his flesh, and constitutes a set part of the klolius hashlemus, of the general perfection of the partsuf of a Talmud Chacham. Now that has all been ogele madregas hayidia shel zil kari bei rav. So sof he needs to know this tanach. It's part of the partsuf of a Talmud Chacham. Asher sof, even though this idea is mufkas migeder ha'ira, nevertheless it's tluya bedas v'seichel. It depends on intellect, on knowledge, and we learn in Nechos Tam Torah that on Kriyas Torah Shebichsav you say Birchas Torah even if you don't understand, and only in Torah Shebal Peh you don't make a bracha if you don't understand. And if so, we have met the Madrega of Shem Torah that is outside of the koisel, of the walls of the partsuf of the face of a Talmud Chacham, because the partsuf of a Talmud Chacham is a partsuf, is a face of Seichel Vidas, and the Madreig of Kriyas Otsios B'li Havana Harei Eina Mishtayechet Klal LeSeichel Vidas. It does not at all relate to Seichel Vidas, this reading letters without Havana. And if so, this Madreig of Torah L'chora has no Sheiches to a Talmud Chacham. But the truth of the matter is that this cannot be. And in this Nekuda, the Mashal of the Kal and her Tachshitim come into play. That just like a person includes all Chalakim of the Bria, so too a Talmud Chacham encompasses within himself all the Chalakim of Torah. And the idea Saosios Belishum Havana is Bechinas Hadoimem Shel Koyach Hadibur. Interesting. That Talmud Chacham includes all aspects of Torah, just like man includes all aspects of creation. And knowing the letters without Havana is like domain, is like the inanimate objects of the Koyach HaDibur. B'lashoinam shel Chachmei Emes, they say about the Harkav of the Oisios, Avanim, say for Yetzira, Avanim boinim batim, that the stones build the houses. So that stones are the letters and the houses are the words. And just like the Tachshitim of Akala are a hoira, and the tkifus of the parts of Adam to be mitzarev to it, also the madrega nemucha shel hadomim. And just like the tachshitim of a kala show us the power of the parts of a person to connect to it, also the lowest madrega in creation, that of the domim, so too, a Talmud Chacham needs to prove that he is mitzaref to his v'dibarta bam, the bechinas hadoimem of koyach hadibur. What's that? Reading the words without Havana. As we said, that bechinas doimem shel koyach hadibur hu yediyah se'oisiyos mebli Havana. V'heim heim advarim b'choyves yediyah shel chavdalet sifrei HaKodesh. Because Sefer includes Ksav. Ksav includes letters. And letters include reading without Havana. And letters without Havana are the domain of Koach HaDibur. And that is mamish the partsuf of the Talmud Chacham, dugmas ha'avonim ha'doimimois bepartsufa shel kala. Muyridik, muyridik. That the kala's partsuf is enhanced by this domain, by these racks. So too the Talmud Chacham's partsuf is enhanced by his domain, i.e. the reading of Tanakh, the Osios, even without Havana. Now this chova of a Talmud Chacham to know Chavdal at Sifrei Kodesh is outside of Stam Matan Torah and is connected specifically and uniquely with the Matan Luchos. And this Kesher seemed to be a tema for us, right? V'hike chaloso l'daber ito, talking about the giving of the luchos, and it says kala lashon chavdalad kisveyaka lashon, just like a kala has 24 jewels, so too Talmud Chacham should know the 24 svarim. So how does this connect to the matan luchos? But now kof es daatcha litom tzuf dvash imrei noam b'mashmauto shel kesher ze. Can't even translate that, it's so beautiful. Listen up and taste the honey. We have to know that if it would be possible that the Aseres HaDibros wouldn't be in Chumash and their only place would be in the Luchos, then the Aseres HaDibros would be mufkos me'isur dvarim shebichsav, that can't be said, be'alpeh. They would be out of that category. and the Iker Shem Torah Shibuchsav that's Chol on the Aseres HaDibros is only because they are in Chumash. And the same thing, there wouldn't be a law that they're Torah Shebaal Peh, that you're not allowed to say them b'chsav, like it says in the Gemara. Because the luchos are mufkoim, they are excluded from this chalukah of ksav and peh. In other words, the ksav and the peh in the luchos are equated. The chiluk of the ksav and peh is only shayach in a chefza of Torah that was given for limud. But the luchos were not given for limud. They were put in the aron, and they were entered in, brought in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That there is no place where anybody can enter. Nobody can enter there except for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the chov of a Talmud Chacham b'yidias choftal at Sifrei HaKodesh namra b'kesher imatan luchos dafka. Because the idea of the Talmud Chacham and the choftal at Sifrei Kodesh, the secret is the tseirif of the ksav to the peh of Vishinantam. Of what's written, and then being mishanein it, and then saying it over. And therefore, this obligation is connected very, very deeply and profoundly with the giluyim of such divrei Torah, the revelation of such divrei Torah, in which the peh with the ksav are equated. Hashva'a achat kazu, ein la shum makor acher, milvad b'shnei luchot habrit. This equation of the ksav being equal to the al-peh, that there's no such chalukah, is only found in the shnei luchos habris. Because again, there, it wasn't given for learning, neither b'ksav, nor for al-peh. And therefore, that connects very beautifully to the Chovas HaYediyah of the Talmud Chacham in the Chavdal at Sifrei Kodesh. In the Chavdal at Kisvei HaKodesh, there is a tseiruf, there is this connection of ksav to the peh of Vishinantam, that on one hand, they're written down. On the other hand, the Talmud Chacham should know them. He should know them backwards and forwards, even without Havana, just being mishaning them. So then there is this not mitzad limud. So that equates the ksav and the alpeh, that they're written down, but he should know them by heart. He should be always saying them. So that is a connection between the ksav and the alpeh, and therefore in the luchos also. They're also mufka from this chiluk between ksav and alpeh, because they're bechlal not given for learning. And in a sense, the Torah shebichsav also, the chavdal at Kisvei HaKodesh, they're also given for learning. But this chov of a Talmud Chacham is just to know vos shteit, what's written, even without Havana. And that relates b'miyuchad or b'misuyam to what's written on the luchos. And omek lefnim me omek, deeper than deep, when the Jewish people heard the Aseret HaDibros, it says nafshi yatsa bidabro, that their soul went out when they heard it. That I'll call dibro v'dibro parcha nishmasim, until they had to be brought back to life with a tal shel tchia. This tal is not something additional outside of the goof of the dibros. Rather, this tal is ganuz, is stored in the dibros themselves, like we find in Chazal, that they say tal shel Torah mechayehu, that the dibros themselves, hein sheivu es tal hatal Torah shel hatchia, the dibros themselves were what was mechayeh the Jewish people after they died, after their nefesh went out when God spoke, the goof became an even doimem, and now the dibros brought them back to life. And this inyan is miyucha to the aseres hadibros, that we don't find the dugma in the other divrei Torah. So it emerges then that the Havdalah between the pu'ula of Aseres HaDibros and the pu'ula of other Divrei Torah is defined as follows. The pu'ula of other Divrei Torah relates primarily to the koach of Das and Hasaga, whereas the pu'ula of the Aseres HaDibros expanded even to the body b'toiras doimeim. Moshel kedamri inshi, as people say, that the higher you are, the lower you can go. So the Aseres HaDibros were so high, they were even mispashate to the guf ha'adam ha'doimim, to this dead body, to bring it back to life. And from this we can say that even though we use the same sentence, bein beluchos, bein betorah, that we say matan by both, matan Torah and matan luchos, nevertheless, it depends on the context. Matan Torah means matana derech dibur v'idaber Hashem el Moshe. That's the terminology of Matan Torah. Matan Luchos means Matana Derech Maisev Vayitein El Moshe. That's the Matbea HaMuvhak. That's the special terminology of Matan Luchos. Vayidaber Matan Torah Vayitein Matan Luchos. And this chiluk in the way of Matan fits, is appropriate to the Derech HaPe'ula, to the form of the two matanos, the Aseres HaDibros that were mispashit pulos and gala gufa domeim. The ofen of matan is derech maise, because the maise is in the domeim. In contrast, other divrei Torah, the dikar pulos in the world of das, the ofen of matan shelahem is derech ha dibur, because the dibur is bedas. V'hu adin v'hi amida b'noge l'chiluk haklaf. It also extends to what it's written on. The klaf of a Sefer Torah is the skin of a living animal, whereas the klaf of the Luchos is a stone that never leaves the world of domain, from the world of the inanimate objects. And that's the deeper aspect of what we've been talking about. That dafka b'shas matan Luchos, that the matan is the tseiruf of domain l'divrei Torah, and the pu'ula of Torah and the guf ha'domeim, dafka at this time comes this lesson of the ribui yofi of the kala, of the expanded beauty of the kala, because it's mitzarev to the partsuf. This kala is mitzarefes to her partsuf, the tachshite ha'domeim of avanim tovos umargolios, of these stones. So the Matan Luchos was mitzarev to the guf ha'domeim, to this body, and it brought the body back to life. So to the Kala is mitzarefes, these stones, to her body, to give her, expand her beauty and life. V'niflahu adavar lehizboinen, because this whole idea, this whole concept of ribui hayoifi lekala al yedei tachshitin, it comes out from one word that we say kichaloso when he finished, and it's darshan kichaloso like a kala. Now pshuto shel mikra is vayiten al Moshe kichaloso ledaberito. After Matan Torah was finished, derech dibur kichaloso ledaberito, started the matan derech maise kichaloso nosan el Moshe shnei luchos avonim. This nosan is a maisa of mesira miyad liyad, and it emerges that the word kechaloso lefi pshuto shel mikra is the transition from matan Torah derech dibor and ksiv ala klav shel baal chai to matan Torah derech maisa of mesira v'nesina b'chevtza of doimeim. Kach noe v'kach yoe shema'avara b'ma'avara ze ganuz or yofiya shel akalada, and this transition is stored the light of the beauty of the kala that comes from the combining of the stones to her face. And you have to understand this very well, because I cannot explain it to you any more. Wow. So you have this kechaloso, that's the transmission, the ma'avar from the state of from Matan Torah derech dibur kechaloso ledaber to derech nesina, and that's with the stones, and that relates to the kala and her stones, and the stones of the kala enhance her beauty, and the stones of the luchos, those luchos brought the Jewish people back to life, enhance their body. And so to the Talmud Chacham has to know the Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh Bifchinas Domeim, even even if he doesn't understand without Seichel and Das, but he just has to know them. What it says, and we're mamshich, and you even say Berachas HaTorah for that. And we continue with this line of thought when Chachamim were made this terminology, created this terminology, describing the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Tefillah of Shachar Shabbos, Yismach Moshe, lo espik lam lashon ha-mikra shel matan luchot kefi shekatuv batora vayitein el Moshe. Elu shamdu v'diktiku, hitkinu v'chatmu, u'shnei luchot avanim הוריד בידו, הוריד בידו דווקא, כי אמנם הם הם הדברים שנתחברו לנו במאמר זה. עיקר החידוש של מתן תורה, מתן לוחות, הוא בזה. What's the חידוש של מתן לוחות? Why did it say הוריד בידו? Because it was מתן תורה דרך מייסה ולא דרך דיבור, and that's the emphasis in the words, הוריד בידו, בידו ממש. The רבוס לחידוש of הוריד בידו is the secret of the פעולה, of the action of דברי תורה, of the לוחות on the גוף הדומם. Because Maisa is b'domem. Dibur is b'dasa b'seichel. So there's this emphasis on domem. Shnei luchos avanim. Horid b'yado. And from this we get to the end of the passage of Yismach Moshe. V'kosuv b'em shmira Shabbos. V'chein kosuv b'seira seichel. So these words point to the fact that there's this preference of Kedusha Shabbos and the fact that Shabbos was said in the luchos. And in all such cases we have to note this preference. What would Shabbos be lacking had it not been written in the Luchos and only been written in the Chumash? So for this, we have to repeat to ourselves the Chiddush of Shabbos Kodesh. Without the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Chalukah between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is Gemura u'Muchletet. O Olam Hazeh, O Olam Haba. The Kiddush of Shabbos is a Bria of a mehus chadosha of me'ein olam haba. The kedusha of Shabbos is a bria of a new essence of me'ein olam haba. Now there are many madregas in olam haba. If we say Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, we don't know at eze b'china shel olam haba dvarim magim. What's the madrega of olam haba that Shabbos becomes a me'ein to? However, Torah is called emes, and all the revelations of kedusha that we see in the Torah, is commensurate with the level of the place in which, the context in which this vision was said, this vision of Kedusha. And the same applies in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Dafka ide kach, that Kedusha Shabbos was said in the Luchos, we know that the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos brings us all the way to the Tal Shel Tchiyah, with which in the future the Mesim are going to live. This Tal Shel Tchiyah, it relates to the Matan Luchos of, it relates to the Matan Luchos, to the Divrei Torah of Matan Luchos. And since the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos was said in the Luchos, this Me'ein fits with the Madreg of the Kedusha of the Matan Luchos. And Memela, we know that the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos is like the Me'ein Yoim Shel Tchias HaMesim, because that's what the Luchos did. And that's what the end of the passage means. Yismach Moshe, Shnei Luchos Avanim Horid Biyado, V'chasuv Bem Shmira Shabbos. In other words, since the two Luchos Avanim Horid Biyado, Harei Shayakan Matan Torah, Derech Maaseh HaPoel Gam Al HaDomem, since it was Biyado, so there was Matan Torah also on the Domem. And that's Derech Maisa, not only Derech Dibur HaPoel B'das, Dibur works via the Das, but this is Derech Maisa. And mitzad zeh ayah b'divrei Torah lalu tal shel tchia leorer et haguf adomem. Ve'al zeh hu mamshich v'omer v'katuv behem shmirat Shabbat. Shemein olam haba shel Shabbat, hi me'en yom shel tchia. How beautiful is that? B'yado, down to the domem, brings us back to life just like the Luchos did. And now, as is the our custom in these shiurim, in these ma'amarim, no'atzim anu et sof ha-ma'amar b'tchilato. We go back all the way to where we started. Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko v'chulei v'shnei luchot avanim horid b'yado v'katuv b'hem shmirat Shabbat v'hayu advarim amukshim b'einenu she'eze adifut b'gdulato shel Moshe yeshkan b'zeh she'ashabbat k'tuvai b'luchot. What's the mile of Moshe in that the Shabbos is written in the Luchos? We said we're talking about the Maila of Moshe. What does the Maila of Moshe have to do with the fact that Shabbos is written in the Luchos? There are other dibros in the Luchos as well. Ela shehem hem advarim. That's exactly what we've been saying. הורדת הלוחות בידיו של משה נשנתה פעמיים, לוחות ראשונות ולוחות שניות. שניהם לא נתקיימו אצלנו בפועל ממש. הראשונות נשברו והשניות נגנזו. אלא שמכיוון שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירן לנו לעולם הבא, ושבת היא מעין עולם הבא, הרי שאפילו עכשיו יש לנו בכל שבת מעין החזרת מתן לוחות. וזוהי הרבות הגדולה במעלתו של משה, הגנוזה בעובדה ששמירת שבת כתובה בלוחות. כי זהו תוקפה ועוזה של הורדת הלוחות בידיו של משה, שאפילו לאחר שבירתן ולאחר גניזתן, יש לנו מעין של אותה הורדה בכל שבת ושבת. We don't have any of the luchos anymore. The first ones were broken, the second ones were put away. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And Lasid Lavo and Olam Haba, we're going to get this. We're going to get the luchos back. So we have a Me'ein of Hachzaras Matan Luchos every Shabbos. And that is the great chiddush in the Maila of Moshe that is encapsulated in the fact that Shemira Shabbos is written in the luchos. Because that is the power and strength of the Horadas Luchos of Moshe. That even La'achar Shvirosan U'la'achar Gnizosan, even after the breaking, and even after the storing away of the Luchos, that we don't have them with us anymore, we still have a Me'ein every single Shabbos. Shnei Luchot Avanim Horid Biyado, דווקא בידו של משה, וכתוב בהם שמירת שבת. הדברים היו נפלאים ונשגבים מאוד מאוד. בסייעת דשמיה אנחנו נמשיך בסדרת השיעורים שלנו בפחד יצחק, ונמשיך לטעום מנופת צוף דבש נועם עם רותיו של מרן ראש הישיבה זצ"ל. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.